Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Tuesday, 8th of August, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are expected to open marginally lower on 8th of August, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a mildly negative start for the broader index. The BSE Sensex gained 232 points in the previous session to close at 65,953 points, while the Nifty 50 closed 80 points higher at 19,597 points. The Nifty 50 is currently comfortably higher than its 200-day moving average of 19,564 points and is trying to sustain the ongoing momentum. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty may get support at 19,544, followed by 19,522. In case of an upside, 19,617 can be the key resistance level, followed by 19,640. US markets. Stock futures were roughly flat on Monday night. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average ticked by 6 points higher. S&P 500 futures and Nasdaq 100 futures oscillated near the flat line. Earnings season continued in Wall Street, shaking up select names in after-hours trading. Educational tech company Chegg popped about 24% after reporting second quarter revenue of $183 million, beating analysts' estimate of $177 million as per Refinitiv. During Monday's regular session, the 30-stock Dow surged more than 400 points or nearly 1.2% for its best day since 15th of June. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.6% and S&P 500 closed higher by 0.9%. The tech-heavy Nasdaq and the broad market index broke four straight sessions of losses. The corporate earnings season has so far been better than expected. Roughly 85% of S&P 500 stocks have reported quarterly results and nearly 80 of them have beaten Wall Street expectations. On the economic data front, traders are looking ahead to July's Consumer Price Index report, which will come out on Thursday. The inflation metric could put Wall Street's belief in a soft landing to the test. Economists polled by Dow Jones are calling for a monthly increase of 0.2% in July and a year-over-year rise of 3.3%. Asian markets. Asian markets traded mostly higher on Tuesday following overnight gains on Wall Street as investors awaited key economic data releases in the region, especially from China, which will guide on the country's growth path. China is set to release its trade balance on Tuesday and inflation data on Wednesday. In Japan, official data showed that the country's household spending fell 4.2% year-on-year in June compared with 4% in May, remaining in negative territory for the fourth straight month. Japan's Nikkei gained 0.33% in early trade while the Topix rose 0.25%. South Korea's Kospi added 0.46% while KOSDAQ fell 0.44%. Meanwhile, Australia's S&P ASX 200 rose 0.29% in early trade. HDFC Bank in focus. Following the merger with parent company Housing Development Finance Corporation, the investability weight of HDFC Bank in FTSE Emerging All Cap Index grew to 1.52% from 0.81%. Index aggregator FTSE Russell said the weightage would instead be applied in three tranches by March 2024. The first tranche will go into effect during the index review in September, the second during review in December, and the final tranche will go into effect during the review in March, according to FTSE. PB FinTech in focus. PB FinTech, the parent company of insurance aggregator Policybazaar, reported a sharp contraction in its consolidated loss at 12 crore rupees for the quarter ended June, which is a dramatic reduction from 204 crore loss it reported during the first quarter of last year. The company managed to reduce the losses as its contribution margin rose to 45% from 42% earlier. Its high renewal rate, which has 85% margins, contributed to the company's efforts to reduce the losses substantially. The results came a few days after Zomato reported a surprise net profit of 2 crore rupees during the quarter ended June, owing to deferred tax adjustments. PB FinTech said that it was confident of being significantly profit after taxes positive for the year. Godrej Consumer Products in focus. Godrej Consumer Products reported a consolidated net profit of 318 crore rupees for the quarter ended June, registering a decline of 7.6% from 345 crore rupees in the same quarter of previous financial year. Total revenue of the company came in at 3448 crore rupees, rising 10.36% year on year. Revenue and net profit missed estimates. According to CNBC poll of brokerages, Godrej Consumer's net profit was expected to be at 428 crore rupees and revenue at 3600 crore rupees. The company's profitability was also impacted due to one-off costs to the tune of 77 crore rupees incurred in relation to the acquisition of Raymond Consumer Care business earlier this year. Another 4.26 crore was spent on other restructuring costs, the company said in a statement. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth 1,892 crore rupees, whereas domestic institutional investors bought shares worth 1,080 crore rupees on 7th of August. This is according to the provisional data from National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Deepika Murarka, Equity Research Analyst at Choice Equity Broking. What is the outlook for hospital stocks? What are the target prices you should be looking at? And how has earnings seasons been for hospitals? Listen in to find out more.
The healthcare sector has recovered from the challenges posed by COVID-19, and most facilities are now operating at occupancy level equivalent to pre-pandemic times. Jointly, their profitability has bounced back, driven by higher surgeries, increased demand, and a rise in medical tourism. During the pandemic, hospitals were impacted due to lower occupancy and the absence of medical tourism. However, growing health awareness, especially after COVID-19, has led to an increase in domestic demand. The recovery in medical tourism is also anticipated to ensure bed occupancy remains at almost similar level of 60%. Hospitals are experiencing an increase in footfall as patients are returning for planned high-end surgeries after the COVID-19 pandemic. The industry's revenue are expected to increase due to a rise in elective surgeries, which are planned procedures and do not involve medical emergency. Furthermore, many hospital chains are planning their network by adding more beds through merger and acquisitions, greenfield and brownfield investment. Some of these include Max Healthcare Institute, Medanta, Narayan Rudyalay, Aster DM Healthcare, Apollo Hospital Enterprises, and Fortis Healthcare. The hospital focus has shifted toward capacity addition in existing facility with an asset-light model, which should lead to faster break-even period and healthier return ratio. Rising insurance coverage will make quality treatment more accessible, supporting demand as well. Revenue is expected to grow on the back of healthy bed occupancy and higher ARPOB. The growth in ARPOB has been driven by improvement in the case mix and payer mix. While some companies have taken mid-single-digit price hike, a few are yet to do so. Over the past few years, there has been a notable change in surgical techniques, with an increase in the adoption of robotic surgery. Patients prefer robotic surgery as it reduces the length of stay and increases the probability of faster recovery. Despite being 30-40% costlier compared to normal surgeries, patients are increasingly opting for robotic surgery. This trend is anticipated to further improve the ARPOB of large flagship hospitals. In conclusion, India's healthcare delivery system is growing post-pandemic with increased bed addition, technology expansion, international traffic, and geographical expansion. Given the size of the population, demographic patterns, increasing lifestyle diseases, rising paying capacity, increasing insurance penetration, and healthcare awareness, the opportunity size for industry players is growing. Going forward, the domestic healthcare industry is expected to benefit from these changes.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.